Chris, lovely to meet you and have a chat before the game on Saturday. First of all, how are you enjoying life in Bristol?
Yeah, very much so, apart from the weather. I think I'm from the North East, so I'm quite used to it, but wouldn't mind a bit of sunshine. But no, it's been good. Obviously, it feels quite a long time now since we're obviously coming and obviously in November. So well settled in and getting to know everybody and building relationships and continuing them relationships. Yeah, so all good.
It's been kind of up and down, hasn't it? But are you enjoying that challenge? Because the Championship is just such a difficult league, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is. I think every league these days, I think when you look at it throughout the leagues, it's every week is hard and every game is a challenge. But I think really enjoying it. I've had challenges all my life, all my career, so always thrive on that element of it. But biggest part for me has been coming in and meeting people and getting to know people and trying to help the club move forward on the pitch, obviously, first and foremost, what people see, but then see with the gaffer as well, helping the pitch off the pitch, people off the pitch to improve and try and help that energy off the pitch.
And you've worked with Liam for so many years now. What is it between the two of you that works so well together?
I don't know, really. I think, obviously, it's a strange one. I've known him a long time, but I was up at Newcastle, obviously taking their 23s, and got a phone call, and he asked me to go to MK with him. It was a time where really I wouldn't have done it for anybody else. I was kind of forging my own way in my coaching career and enjoying my time at Newcastle and at a really good club up there. And for me, it was just on a human level. I know we share similar values and like to treat people the same way and sing off the same hymn sheet and a lot of stuff, but. From a friendship point of view, I know we can challenge each other and we have regular debates, challenges, or whatever you want to frame it. So I know it's someone that I'll push him to make him better, and I know he pushes me every day to try and make me better. So it was one of them situations really where hopefully we can help each other along.
And I imagine you learn from each other as well.
Yeah, constantly. I think that's a good thing around life. Forget about football, I think. It is the learning aspect of it. It's something I even try to say to my own kids, and they're obviously teaching me lessons every day with my two kids at home. But it's one of them things where I try and push him every day to test him on his ideas, to push him to new levels, and I definitely get that the other way. So, yeah, hopefully we can continue to push each other from that front.
So with your Newcastle roots, how much are you looking forward to the trip to Sunderland?
Yeah, it's interesting. No, it'll be great. I think I love going back up to the North East. It's where I'm from. And for us as a football club, it's about going up there and giving a good account of ourselves again and trying to put on another decent performance and back up the last two performances, really. But us as a group, it's another game, another step forward in terms of our journey together, which, like you said at the start, has had some really good ups, has had some downs in terms of results, but so I was just going up there with a consistent level of and mindset and just going to approach your task.
You mentioned it there, those two really good performances came with 6 points over the Easter period. How important has patience been after that tough run before that?
Really important. But I just think it's a sign of, again, how the manager works, how I work in terms of, I think we understand the journey we're on as a football club and sticking to what we believe in terms of how we work. I think it's one of them where learning takes time. It's not going to be an overnight thing where you can get parachuted into somewhere, bish, bash, bosh, and everything totally changes and becomes different and you start winning every single week and you go from a position in the league, mid-table, to fighting in the top six. It doesn't happen overnight. It takes time. It takes processes to be put in place. It takes people to change behaviours. It takes people then to keep, obviously, with the positive behaviours behind the scenes. So, yeah, I think we're very aware, patience, and you've seen the gaffer. If I'm not as boring as him, that's one thing in terms of my accent, in terms of that, in terms of how we work is quite level. And I think it's one of them where, we just keep pushing, keep grinding and keep trying to get better.
And what was your role like in supporting Liam through that really tough period of results?
Easy. I think for me, I'm a privileged person. I want to woke up this morning breathing and have the privilege of enjoying the day and speaking to people. But for me, I do. I love it. I love football, love working with people. Results are results. But I think, again, if you go back to staying consistent and believing in the work you do, I think it becomes part of the process. So you have to, I know the manager spoke about, you have to have tough times at times in terms of the run. that were on a couple of weeks ago. You have to have that to come out the other side and learn from it and build that level of resilience. So, yeah, my job is easy in that fact, in terms of I fully believe in what we do and where we're trying to get the football club. So it's about then just making sure we see through on the phases.
And talking about Sunderland, a team in and around you, are these the kind of games that you need to try and get 3 points from in terms of getting that consistency?
Consistency is a key word. We want to try and obviously in our actions and keep with the consistent actions that we've had in the last two performances, that's for sure. But I think we'll approach it like we have done in every other game of looking at the performance levels and the actions that will hopefully get us the outcome we require. So, yeah, we'll go into it the same, obviously, with a game plan, with preparing the players as best we can and go there and try and obviously put on a decent performance.
We're kind of in the business end of the season, aren't we? Is this a time where you can really learn a lot about the players at your disposal?
Yeah, I think the big thing for us is we're continually learning about the group, about the football club, about everybody, and likewise for the players. So I think for us, it's we have an expectation on the players of what we expect in terms of the game plan and their behaviour. So they've been great at that. They've delivered consistent behaviours on the grass again this morning. They're a good, great group to work with from that front, attitude-wise, terrific every day. So, yeah, we'll try and go there and put on a decent performance.
And they obviously had a really tough result last time out, losing 5-1. Does that change anything in terms of your preparation?
Not in terms of our preparation, no. I think, obviously, we try and cover every angle anyway in terms of opposition and what our game plan is and what we might do when we go places. So, obviously, we want to try and put pressure on every team and that'll be no different at the weekend. And, obviously, the Sunderland, they have their own priorities in terms of how they'll approach a game, obviously, on the back of the result, which is a difficult one for them. But I think for us, it's more looking at ourselves first and concentrating on nailing our actions and making sure we perform the way we can.
Thanks for your time, Gilbert.
No, no problems. Thank you.
So that phone call you got, because good job, Newcastle 23s, to go to MK, which is a long way down the country. What was it about Liam? Or was it something he said, or who he was, the job itself? Like, what was it that took you away?
Yeah, the person, really, and I've said this numerous times, so hopefully I don't repeat myself on it, but just the person. Obviously, we'd known each other since we were 16, fell out of contact really for about 8 years, so it wasn't like we were really close all the way through our 20s. I had to stop playing early, so I retired early from playing and actually moved back to Whipfridge, where my wife's from and where I met her. So went back, got reacquainted and constantly was on the phone then. And then he left, went to West Ham. I stayed at Ipswich and started building up for the age groups and doing the first team and 21s and stuff at Ipswich. And just kept in contact and visited him in New York just to go and see how they worked. And then it was kind of one of them things where if either of us got the opportunity at first team level, we'd give each other a call. And obviously that was the first call I had from him in terms of that opportunity. So personally, but also professionally, I know how good he is, and I know we're quite aligned in terms of our ideas of how we like things done. So life's all about experiences, right? So it was one of them where I was like, hey, why not? Let's go and have an experience. And no matter what, I'll learn something from the experience, and here we are today.
Appreciate it might be a little bit difficult to answer sometimes. I think anyone in any sort of realm of life, but like, what is it that makes you two work together so well?
I don't know. You'd probably have to ask him. I think the alignment's really important, but the trust, I think trusting in each other, I can't speak for the manager, but he's obviously said it as well. I think he knows that in terms of I'll team first and I'll do everything I can to help in terms of his messaging and how he works. And likewise, I think obviously on a personal level, the level of trust we have for each other and the respect we have for each other is quite high. So, it's one of them. Like I say, it's not all plain sailing. It's not a friend's thing. It's my job is to push him and to try and challenge things. And sometimes that ends up in quite heated debates. And for me, that's a good thing. So, yeah, it's a good working relationship and one that I think has grown over the years we've worked together.
But there obviously has to be that human connection as well, beyond the working relationship. Like you must get on well off the field as well.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think, I go back to the point that life's about people. So try and only work and this closely with people who I actually like. It's very difficult. Work wouldn't be enjoyable if you're coming into work every day with people who you particularly don't get along with or you can't trust. So, and that's kind of the environment we want to try and create as well with the staff, is somewhere where they enjoy coming, and same for the players, where they enjoy coming to work. And with the purpose though of getting better, we don't like comfiness in terms of people just coming in, doing the job, going home. It's more around come in, have an input, try and improve the place, get better, and then go home so you can sleep at night knowing that you've done all you can to get better.
Can you remember, sorry, it sounds like a relationship, but can you remember the first time you met, like what it was like?
That sounds like I'm interrogating.
It sort of comes like that.
When I first met my wife, I never, but no, I can't, to be honest. I was a year older than him in a youth team, so at Ipswich, I was already playing. I think he trained once with us, come up. And again, we weren't particularly tight in the youth team or anything. I moved on relatively quickly in terms of my career. And like I say, I lost contact. So it was just on that reunion when I went back to Ipswich and got back into the coaching. And it was more his openness to let me in, I think, which was the first thing. So he was the first coach really go come in and work with me with the 16s for a bit, have a look. And so that's how that started in terms of that, even though I'd already been coaching previous to that. At under 18 levels at Hibs when I was playing and stuff and different things. So, I can't remember. It wasn't a love at first sight, if you say that. But it's just two people who enjoy life and want to do the best they can.
When I've sort of seen previous interviews where you said that you challenge each other. That's part of how it all kind of works, and it's healthy, and it leads to progress and all that kind of thing. I just wondered, is there any specific things that you've challenged him on of late?
Not per se, but I think, again, my job every day is to try and help the team in terms of staff make the best environment for the players. So we're constantly checking and challenging each other on daily on is it the right environment for a meeting, for example? Do we do it in the normal meeting room? Do we do it somewhere else for a change of scenery? What's best for the players to take on the information? What's the level of cognitive load they've had in the last week? So it's constant kind of thing around the environment and trying to make the best programme we can now. So that's my job in terms of that every day, which I'll continue doing. And he does it on the training pitch in terms of session designs and stuff, and constantly bouncing ideas off on that front in terms of what he wants or what I think might work. And it's just a relationship really where it's open to that.
Was your pro license something on learning capacity of players or something like that?
Yeah it was. I did a project on basically cognitive load and how it affects overload in terms of players' performance and what environments are conducive to best taking on information, really. So it was an enjoyable thing. That it was a great course, to be fair. The FA run a great course, so that's really helped in terms of how we sometimes do some of the bits.
And in terms of the training ground dynamic, you touched on it there, the manager kind of draws up the sessions. Like, what is there a specific area? Because I see you working with attacking players quite a bit on a match day. Is that the same in training, or is it kind of a bit of everything?
My job really is to take some of the game plan ideas and turn it out on the grass in terms of the session. So I'll design the sessions and stuff and then go and get the okay from the manager in terms of is that what along the lines he's thinking, and then I'll go out and deliver it on the grass. And then obviously, again, part of the reason we work so well is we work quite well in tandem on the grass. So we'll jump in and out of both each other's bits of session, if you like, and different stuff. So no, I think match day purely is warm up and just trying to get the couple of attacking players in the right way to do the shooting part. But it's utilising the staff really on a match day and making sure that the players get what they need for to ready to perform.
How have you viewed the season, or the season that you've been, the part of the season that you've been here? How could you kind of sum it up?
Since coming to Bristol? It's been interesting in terms of on a personal level doing it. Team performance, I think, has showed some really good traits and some of the behaviours that we want. And it's just then obviously the consistency of it. Obviously, we'd like a lot more consistency to certain things. But again, for me, I was still, again, it's not probably going to be a really exciting answer, but I get it. I get that when players are getting asked different things and it takes time and it's not going to be a perfect linear route to from 0 to 100 when so I get there's been some parts where looks a little bit not like how we like it, but then amongst that I'm more of an optimist because some of the performance I think have been terrific, and some of the results gained along the way against top teams has been a real positive for us. And it's about then just adding that consistency to that every week against every opposition, really.
Has anything in the last two games, because you just subconsciously look at results as the indicator of something, and I know as coaches, and Liam's always big on this, it's not always the result, although it is a result, but it's not the result, if you know what I mean, in terms of judging the game. But like, has there been something in these last two games that has clicked, that has led to the result? Or has it literally been, do you think, a continuation of the processes and all that, and it's just the champ is mad and sometimes you get a win, sometimes you don't?
Yeah, no, it's a close division. I think if you look at every game, there's not too many goals. Obviously, you get the odd freak result or you get goals. Like obviously, there's just a couple last weekend, but there's never anything in the games when you actually break them down. It's sometimes the first team to buckle, so the first team to concede, or it's a mistake or an individual error, or generally, like at every level, the importance of set pieces. So someone will go up the other end and score a set piece, which naturally, once the first goal is scored, dynamic of the game changes and emotions more than anything change in terms of the players and then the environment in the stadium. So I think for us, what's been really important for us is two clean sheets. And again, teams have had a couple of chances. We did a good job at the weekend. I know Leicester, obviously, the game was chances both sides. And I think for us, getting the first goal and keeping a clean sheet was huge. And I know the lads will take confidence from that in terms of the clean sheet. And everybody deserves credit for that, really, in terms of the work ethic and the behaviours to get behind the ball and obviously press it when we can at the right time. But no, I think clean sheets definitely help. I know that's a simple thing to say, but it gives you a chance and you're in the game, and staying in the game and being hard to beat is really important. So that's one thing, and then you score a goal and you've got something to play to and hang on to, especially obviously the first game where good timing, the goal was good. And then obviously we changed a little bit half-time the other day, which gives us a lot more energy second half, and we managed to score and then kind of see out the game relatively comfortably, which was pleasing. So the game's about confidence, it's about emotions, it's about staying as level as you can, and I think the boys have done a good job of that in the last two games.
Anecdotally, and maybe there are numbers that sort of bear this out, it does seem to, you play with a little bit of a quicker tempo last couple of games, Leicester, with that in Plymouth. Has that been fair, or is that just sort of, you're, again, I'm applying it
to... Yeah, no,
it?
Hey, I think for us, there's always opposition on the pitch, right? And they sometimes dictate what spaces they are, and we've got to try and dictate what spaces is for them. So our intentions are always the same in terms of wanting to have the ball, wanting to attack, wanting to get at people. And I think obviously what we've found over the course of the season is there is various ways you can do that, and against various teams what suits best to exploit their weaknesses. So I think we've approached it pretty similar all the way throughout since we've been here, around denying key spaces but then looking to exploit what's there. And ultimately you can only exploit what the opposition give you at times, and I think that's just been the case the last two.
Just going back to what you said about you and Liam, sorry to hammer on this, but it's like interesting that. So I know he's the head coach, Gaffer, so it's kind of his vision to an extent, but I presume you have similar ideas to kind of how you think successful football should be.
Yeah, we'd be in trouble if we weren't aligned on that point, yeah. But yeah, of course we do, and obviously there's always nuances in stuff, and I think that's the beauty of the manager. He's open to ideas, suggestions, and again we have back and forwards on lots of things, so yeah, definitely we're definitely aligned on that front.
How are your personalities different, or are you quite similar?
A good question for someone else, really. Yeah, and obviously with my dulcet tone from the northeast, I think that's one outlier, but we do have different personalities. I think my job sometimes is to provide what's required at the right time. So I like having fun, I like having a laugh, but also then sometimes it's around keeping things level and serious and making sure people are out doing the work and being that side of stuff. But again, my job is to try and read what the environment needs and provide it as best I can whilst ultimately just trying to help people. That's what I see my job as, and whatever role I've ever done throughout my coaching career, it's been about the players and trying to help them as much as I can.
Last one, has the father-in-law taken in any games?
He's an adopted Bristol City fan. He's what I love about him is he's all in on terms of supporting me personally, but obviously the clubs I'm at. So he constantly watches the game. He watches every game. I have to pester Ryan for logins and stuff so he can watch games. And he's great. He's the man of his experience, man of his quality of the career he had, and he's someone who I speak to, and he's great with my kids as well, which really helps when I'm away. He's definitely an adopted Bristol City fan who's roaring his on whenever he can.